Greg was at. Hello?
Hello, Gina?
Yes, hi. Hi.
Hi, it's Aureli from Local Splash.
Yes. Hi.
Hi, is this a good moment for you?
Yes.
Perfect. Well, I don't know if you remember before, we have already checked the job types, the service areas, and as well the business hours. I don't know if you would like them to, if you would like to recheck them again with me.
Yes, let me log on to the computer. Just 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Just a second. I'm sorry. I'm trying to log in.
No problem.
Okay, so I see the areas, I'm looking at them. I think the areas look fine. Do I need to, like, elaborate, like, when it says San Diego County, do I have to say the actual cities or no?
If you guys are fine with the whole county, it's good.
Okay. What about the ones?
You know, like the county covers a lot more area. If you guys are willing to just drive to any of the areas where you guys get contacted, it's fine. Otherwise, if you would like to add just bright cities, it's also fine as well.
What about like how the one in gray, it's up when it's not highlighted blue? Does it need to be blue?
Which one, I'm sorry?
Or Upland. Do you have Upland listed?
Upland, it must be covered in one of the other areas. That's why it's not highlighted blue.
What does that mean?
Like, if it's being covered by another city or a county, it will just be in blue. It will be
okay.
Grayed out, I'm sorry.
Do you have Pomona in Ontario listed?
Which one?
Pomona and Ontario, Chino. Do you have any of those cities listed?
Let me see. Where is Pomona? I don't see it.
It's not working. Hold on. I'm going to put this on for right now, okay? And then I'll change it.
You mean Chino, California, or Chino Hills?
Both.
I see Chino is being covered by the county in San Bernardino.
Okay.
It's grayed out. It's Chino Hills. It's also being covered by the county there. That's why it gets grayed out.
Okay. And let's see. Okay.
There's a valley, Juropa Valley, that it's not highlighted.
Okay. Can we add that on there?
Let me see. It's not coming up. It might require the zip code. Okay, I need to add it by the zip code, still unable to find it.
Okay, let me see. I can help out. Um, 91752.
Okay.
Did that help? Were you able to find it?
Let me see. Okay, 1 second, please.
Okay.
Is giving it to me as Mira Loma, and I
That's
click
fine.
On it, and it shows that it's already highlighted.
Oh, okay. So that's fine like that then. I think
you see
Mira
here, there's
Loma
other
is,
zip
but...
codes. It's, for example, 92519. I can try it out.
And there's also 92505.
That one is showing it as Riverside.
Riverside. Mm-hmm. Riverdukes. Montana. Oh, yeah, they all come up as... yeah, I think because it's all borderline right there. Is, how about 92509? Do you have Rubidoux?
92509?
Yes.
Okay, let me try it out.
Okay.
Okay, it's also coming up as Riverside.
Okay.
It's strange. It's not coming up neither of these areas for.
I think because Jurupa Valley used to be Riverside and Mira Loma, and then it got developed into Jurupa Valley. So maybe that's why.
Okay. It could be, but we will need to figure out which zip code is the one that will be covering this area.
Yeah, because when I look up places in Jurupa Valley, it's 92509. But I know it's because it's all borderline, like it used to be.
No, okay. Or okay, well, we can keep it as it is right for the meantime.
Yeah, okay. So we could go ahead and set our Google ads. How does, is it ads or is it leads?
There are leads.
Leads. I could go ahead and set it up for the maximum of $1,000 a month for my spending limit. Do you need the card for that?
Yes. I just want to confirm with you, the business hours is going to remain 24/7?
That's correct.
Okay. And the job types. 1 second, it's coming up.
Am I able to see that too through the local Splash homepage or no?
This information, no.
Okay.
Alrighty, for electrician, the services, I have all the options on. I just want to make sure they're good for you. Let me go ahead and read them to you and just let me know if yes or no so we can keep them on or turn them off. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the first one is install electric car charger.
Yes.
Install ground wire.
Yes.
Install outdoor lighting.
Lighting? Yes.
Install security system.
Yes.
Relocate outlet or switches?
Yes.
Repair fan?
Yes.
Repair outlet or switches?
Yes.
Replace or upgrade panel?
Yes.
Install fan?
Install what? Install
fan?
Fan? Yes.
Install light fixture?
Yes.
Install outlet or switches?
Yes.
Okay. Remodeling?
Yes.
Repair light fixture?
Yes.
Repair panel?
Yes.
And the last one's restore power?
Yes.
Alrighty, we're going to remain all services on. You should be getting calls to offer these services. Okay.
We also do house rewire. Can we go ahead and do that?
As for right now, those are the only options that Google is giving us to offer for these services.
I see. Okay.
Like, they're just already set them up. We just can offer them to turn them on or turn them off.
I see. Okay.
Okay. And last thing, we're going to move up to the payment option.
Okay.
Alrighty, I'm able to see that for the activation budget, it should be $1,000 to start the service. We do have a card and file ending in 9145 with the expiration July of 2027.
No, I don't.
Credit code 912.
I don't have that card anymore. It would be a different card.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I'm ready for the car numbers whenever you are.
4427.
Okay.
4270.
Okay.
7714.
Okay.
0589.
Okay. May I have the expiration?
493.
That's the security code?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. The expiration is going to be, I'm so sorry. The expiration number is going to be 0928.
September 28th. Okay. And 493 Wells security code.
That's right.
Okay. Is this Visa, MasterCard?
Visa.
Visa. Okay. The address is still the one he gave us before. It's 1551 West 13th Street.
Yes.
Okay, is it under Andrew Estevez?
The card is under Gina Estevez.
Gina, G-I-N-A?
G-E-N-A.
G-E-N-A, okay. Alrighty, seems that all information has been updated successfully. No errors coming up. I am going to go ahead and try to make the payment right now since we already checked up all information. One last thing I wanted to check with you is if you want to try out the call tracking number that has been offered with your account. Keep in mind this is to manage up all the account information and calls as well. You should be able to see the recordings from the calls from the dashboard in case if it's needed on your end to see the calls or hear the calls.
And is that an additional fee?
No, this doesn't have any additional fees to your account.
Okay, and how do I set that up?
I can let the team know about it, that you agreed to add it, and they will be calling you back, letting you know about the phone number and how you can set it up in your account. But all calls that you set up here with us, with the call tracking, all calls are going directly to the phone number that you register with us. In this case, it's 4636.
Yes. Okay, and that's basically just tracking how many calls we receive. Is that what it is?
Right, and you should be able to see them all registered in the dashboard.
Oh, perfect. And so when I want to see the leads, they just directly, I just get phone calls, or how do I see the leads?
You
Am
get
I
the phone
call
calls.
Them? Oh, phone calls.
It
okay.
is important, even though we are going to be adding a call tracking to the account, for Google guarantees, Google always updates the phone number to different numbers. So it is important for you to let the clients know maybe that it is an office number. You might require them to send you a text message to a different number. You can give them your cell phone or a number that you're managing for you to receive text messages.
Okay, but I won't have to, like, be logged in online in order to see the leads. They'll just go directly to my phone number, correct?
Right.
Okay.
As a reminder or as notification, Google will be sending you a text message or an email as well, so they will just be generating and just leaving in your inbox.
What email do you have on file?
Let me see, 1 second. It's andrew@pack-electrical.com.
Perfect. So we'll get an email as well as a phone call. Am I right?
You should.
Okay. And let's say that I get a phone call and it's, you know, spam or something. how do I go ahead and input the dispute saying that that wasn't a real lead?
Okay. For these spam calls, Google normally is monitoring the calls, so they should be disputing if they do realize right away that it's spam. However, on the dashboard, the local splash dashboard, under the option leads, you are going to see all the calls. Since you only have this product with us, they all should say charge or not charge. In case if it's charge and it's the number that you mentioned or that you remember, it is a spam, you can call us and you can give us a number. We can double check with you and we can send the dispute with Google.
Okay. Okay.
Or you can also send us a message with the number, and we can also send a dispute and just confirm you via text message as well. However, it's easier for you.
Okay. And if I have any questions, I just give a call to this number, or do I call local the local Splash 1-800 number?
You can call this number as well, or the local Splash. They should transfer you over to any of our teams from Google Guarantee.
Okay. Okay. Sounds great.
Alrighty. And just wanted to confirm with you, leads will be turned on within today as soon as the payment gets confirmed?
That
or do you have
great.
Any specific time or date?
Nope. Today is fine.
Alrighty. As soon as they take the payment, it gets authorized. You will also receive an email. That's an automatic email that you receive, letting you know the leads are on and with all the information. Okay?
Okay.
Also, I wanted to let you know. Oh, I forgot. Sorry. It's too much information.
That's okay.
Oh, yeah, I remember. When you need to turn off the leads for any reason, it is important for you to let us know in our operation time, which is from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, because at the moment we have to do them manually. It's not ready yet for you to turn them on or off on the dashboard. Our team is working on it, but you do need to let us know in the meantime.
Okay.
In case of any emergencies or any situation, any long job you guys are going to have, don't want to have any leads, you can call this.
Okay.
Perfect. Well, at the moment, everything should be showing up today. The call tracking will be added as well, and our team is going to be calling you to give you information about the tracking and the number that we have chosen for you. Okay.
The number that you have chosen for us, what do you mean?
The call tracking is a different number that it's been added to the account to be published. But since Google, it is going to be changing the number in the Google Guarantee, is not going to be affecting you much.
Okay, so we can't keep it that it's 909, the 997-4636. It has to be a different number?
For Google Guarantee, Google updates their number when the leads are on. Google updates the number too. It's not even yours, it's coming up. But even though if we add a call tracking number, Google will still be updating their number. It's just for security purposes.
Okay. Okay. So we'll have to give them the phone number ourselves.
Right. If it's a good lead and if you guys think it's going to be a good job other than just being spam, you guys can give them your number so they can get in contact with you or forward you with the address if needed, something like that.
Okay. Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you so much for taking our call today. Have yourself a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.